Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Heather Cole-Mullen, and that was Randall Bays on the guitar with two reels, Castle Kelly and the Bunch of Green Rushes. Randall Bays is well known as a fiddle player. He comes from Seattle, but he was first trained as a classical guitar player, and he brings his fingerstyle guitar playing expertise here to the genre of Irish music with a really interesting style of playing tunes. This week, we're going to be focusing on the music of the guitar, particularly tunes played on the guitar, as well as the backing of songs and a few samples of Irish musicians backing up tunes as well. We're going to continue with another track from Randall Bays, a few slower tunes here, On Cruachan and She Begs She More.
Thank you.
That set of tunes comes from a 1974 recording called Celtic Folkweave, a duet album of Mick Hanley and Michal O'Donnell, both guitar players, both singers as well. They called that track Gananum and Gananum, which means no name. They didn't have names for those last two tunes. Before that, we heard another track from that same album, The Bold Princess Royal. We're going to continue with another great Irish singer and guitar player. Extremely famous, he continued on into the folk and folk rock genres. But here, from one of his early CDs with Andy Irvine, is Paul Brady with The Streets of Derry.
Another day, and after a false love, there comes a true love. I'd have you listen now to what I say. My love, he is as fine a young man as fair as Annie the sun shines on. But how to save him, I do not know it. For now he's got a sentence to be hung. As he was a marching the streets of Derry, he marched upright manfully, being much more like a commanding officer than a man to die upon the gallows tree. My love, she's so long a coming. Oh, what detains her so long from me? Or does she think it a shame or scandal to see me die upon the gallows? Looked around and he saw her coming as she rode swifter than the wind. I'll let them see that they dare not hang you, and I'll crown my love with a bunch of green. Thank you.
That was John Carty on the tenor guitar from 2001, his CD Yeah, That's All It Is, with George White's favorite and The Wedding Reel. And before that, we heard another example of tenor guitar playing from 1934. That was Whitey Andrews backing up the great Michael Coleman with Bonnie Kate and Jenny's Chickens. You rarely hear tenor guitar as a backing instrument these days, and that's a really interesting example of it there from Whitey Andrews. We're going to continue with another great example of guitar backing, this time back to the full six-string guitar from Artie McGlynn. He was a member of most of the big Irish music groups of the 70s and 80s. He was in Planxty and Patrick Street and Dedannan and many other groups, and he's recorded his own album as well. We're going to hear him backing up Matt Malloy here with a set of jigs, and then after that we'll hear a few tunes picked by him from his solo album, McGlynn's Fancy.
Thank you. Irishman, both the young and stout, with adventure in your souls. There's better ways to spend your days than working down the hole. I was tall and true, all a 6 foot two, but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. Aye, the ganger's blue-white boy was I, Big Jack could do no wrong. And the reason simply was because I worked both hard and long. I was tall and true, all a 6 foot two, but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. I was tall and true, all a 6 foot two, but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. And I cursed the day that I went away to work on the hydro dams. For sweat and tears, open beers bound up in sugar and jams. I was all in true, all a 6 foot two, and they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. I was all in true, all a 6 foot two, but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. And they say that honest toil is good for the spirit and the soul, but believe me, boys, it's for sweat and blood they want you down the hole. I was all and true, all a 6 foot two, but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack. I was all true, all a 6 foot two, but they broke me across the back. By a name I'm known, and it's not my own, they call me Crooked Jack.
Was Shamey O'Dowd from County Sligo with the song Crooked Jack, and the guitar accompaniment behind that as well. We're going to continue with a slow air played on the guitar by Dahi Spruill, originally of Donegal, now living in the Twin Cities. And then after that, we'll hear another sample of guitar accompaniment from another Twin Cities musician, Brian Miller, with the band Bua. Thank you.
by an ale as Duncan Campbell from the Shire or Gael. I've travelled this country for money's a mile. I've travelled through Ireland, Scotland and all, and the name I go under's bold and O'Brien. One night in Aldricky, as I walked in the street, a saucy big pole was a chance for to meet. He glowered in my face and he gave me some jaw, saying, when come he over bold and O'Brien? Well, I am not a pat, though in Ireland I've been, nor am I a paddy, though Ireland I've seen. But where I a paddy, that's nothing at all, for there's many's a bold hero from Erin-go-Bragh. Pass by the cut of your hair, but you are turned to Scotsman as soon as you're here. You left your own country for breaking the law, and we're seizing all stragglers from Erin-go-Bragh. Oh, and were I a pat, and you knew it were true, or were I the devil, then what's that to you? Were it not for the stick that you hold in your paw, then I'd show you a game played in Erin-go-Bragh. Then a lump of black thought that I held in my chest, about his big body I made it a twist, and the blood from his napper I quickly did draw, and paid him stalking and trust for Erin-go-Bragh. Like a flock of wild geese, saying, catch that daft rascal, he's killed the police. And for every friend I had, I swear he had twore. It was terrible hard time for Erin-go-Bragh. But I come to a wee boat that sails in the fog, and I packed up my gear and I steered for the north. Farewell to Aldricky, your poor lessons are, and the devil gangway says Erin-go-Bragh. So come on, ye young people, wherever you're from, don't give a damn to what place you belong. I come from Argyll and the Highlands abroad, but I ne'er took a drill being called Erin-go-Bragh.
Was the Scottish singer and guitarist Dick Gahan with the song Erin-go-Bragh. You've been listening to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Heather Cole Mullen, and this week we've been exploring the guitar in Irish music, from the backing of tunes to the backing of songs to finger picking and guitar picking of the tunes themselves. We're going to finish off with one more example of tune backing, a wilder style here from Steve Cooney, backing up Seamus Begley on the accordion. Okay.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
I woke before my alarm and hurried over to the oval mirror in the hall. My image glowed back at me. Even my rumpled pajamas had a certain jaunty look.
Is seeing believing? This week on Selected Shorts from PRI, Public Radio International.
6 p.m. Friday on KRVS.
Our music on the Thistle and Shamrock transcends boundaries, expands horizons, celebrates tradition, stimulates innovation. It's music to bring people together, so why don't you join us?
Coming up Sunday evening at 6, here on KRVS.